Boker Tov, just a quick thought on the parasha, very, very short and simple. Chatam Sofer was once approached by a poor man who said, Rabbi, I need help. Can you help me out? I'm having difficult times. So the Chatam Sofer said, listen, I know you. Your brother is also having difficulties. And it seems like you're not really helping him out so much. Why don't you go help out your brother a little bit? And the guy turns to the Chatam Sofer. He's like, Rabbi, I just told you I have problems. You want me to help my brother too? I have issues. I can't help him. I need all the money for myself, whatever it is. I can't help my brother also. So the Chatam Sofer said that's not the appropriate attitude that one has to have. He says in this week's parasha, it says, they just read 10 minutes ago, V'gam ani shamati enakat b'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I also heard the screams of Klai Yisrael. I also heard the Jewish people crying out. Who's the also? The also is that every single Jew who was in slavery in Mitzrayim also heard his brother crying, and then Hashem heard. And v'gam ani shamati, not just Hashem heard, but every Jew heard his brother. While he was being a slave, while he was having backbreaking labor, and having a difficult, terrible life, he still heard his friend. He still heard his brother who was crying out and screaming from the exact same pain. It's no excuse that just because a person has difficult times that we can ignore each other and ignore each other's needs. We have to help each other out despite the fact that we have our own difficult times. For example, Chacham ben Tzion HaBashal, Rosh Yeshiva Prat Yosef, Rav Ben Chaim's Rebbe, and a friend of Rav Ovadia, his wife, the Rabbanit Hadassah, his wife had an extremely difficult life. She had 10 miscarriages before they had their first child. 10 miscarriages. They had their first, and they only had one child after that. He's Rosh Hashiva in Or LeZion now. So when his wife was towards the end of her life, she was in the hospital in Amsterdam, and they were stuck there in the hospital. She needed some treatment, whatever. And she starts talking to one of the people in the hospital. She found some Israeli guy in the hospital. She starts talking to him. And long story short, a group of shochtim who live in Amsterdam call up the Chacham ben Tzion and say, we want to come visit the Rabbani. They inform that they're coming. And the Rabbani made a special request. She asked the shochtim to bring a box of meat. A box, you know, like this big, packages of meat. And the shochtim are like, what? You want a box of meat? She said, yes, bring me a box of meat. They said, okay. The wife of the Gadol Ador says, bring box of meat to the hospital. We bring a box of meat to the hospital. So they bring a box of meat to the hospital for her. And she says, go. You see this around the room, corner, whatever, there's a room with this Israeli guy. Go give him the box. And they say, okay, fine. They go and they give him the box and he's elated. He's so happy. He thanks them so much. Thank you so much for bringing me all this food. Wow. Hashem should give you berachot, whatever, fine. And they come back to Chacham Ben Tzion's wife and like, what just happened? She says, I know this guy, his family from Yerushalayim for many years. He and his wife, they're newlyweds, they just got married last year, they had their first child, and Bar Minan, their first child, needs some sort of treatment. So they had to come here. And they've been here in the hospital in Amsterdam for a month. Who's taking care of them? They're here all alone. They don't speak any other language but Ivrit. No one's taking care of them. They need some food. So you guys are coming. So I said, bring them some food. Chacham Ben Tzion's wife was on her deathbed in the hospital. She had an extremely difficult life. She had every excuse not to pay attention to somebody else. And yet she still thought about this couple who just brought someone into the world. And she's on her way out of this world. Someone just came into the world. This baby just came into the world. And the parents are having a difficult time. And that's where she's thinking. It's important for us to realize we all have our difficulties. And Chas Shalom, we can't judge each other for our shortcomings, but we should take the opportunity to look out for people who might need our help, despite the fact that we have our own excuses or reasons to not be paying attention. Have a great day.